To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
News team, assemble!
Let's go to Sam Walker, right? He is our guy, our go-to guy in the Outer Banks.
The sea was angry that day, my friends. Like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli.
Now here's Les Nessman and the news.
WX Today. Here on News Talk 92.3 WZPR, we go to the WZPR Breaking News Hotline. Joining us from the Dare County Arts Council Gallery in downtown, beautiful downtown Manio, it's Chris Allen. He's the executive director. Chris, you catch your breath yet from all the excitement of last week with all the stuff you guys had going on?
Yeah. I love the breaking news part. Breaking news from downtown Manio.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good week. We have visitors in town, as you know, from Wilmington, to present a drive-in movie night of the Surfalores Film Festival, which is something that that we've been working on for a number of years. I think the first year we did it was 2015, but Kookalorus is one of the premier independent film festivals on the East Coast, and it's run out of Wilmington. The name of the organization is Kookalorus. And bonus points for anybody out there who knows what a Kookalorus is. Not a made-up word.
No, it's not.
They've got this film festival in Wilmington, and it lasts for, you know, I think like 6 days, like literally 200 films, 25 venues. But, you know, it's once a year, and they've got a staff, and they've got other stuff they want to do. So they started this surf film festival, did the first couple years in Wilmington, and then entered into a partnership with us. And then this year, we started working with a program called Come Hear NC, and here is spelled H-E-A-R. It's a music program that is created by the North Carolina Department of Cultural and Natural Resources. And so they're a brand new partner, but all of us kind of came out last Thursday night to the aquarium on Roanoke Island, and we had about 50 cars all lined up, everybody tuned in to a specific FM frequency so they could hear the movie, and we had about 2 hours of brand new surf films, and it was super cool. I mean, there's been so few live events. And this was something where people could be socially distant with their neighbor. You know, we skipped every parking spot, every other parking spot. But we had a group of four folks who all came and kind of parked next to each other. They were all familiar with each other, had spent time with each other. So they were safe to all congregate. They brought pizzas. And it was just a really cool night. And you know, for an organization that does a lot of crowd gathering, it was nice to be able to bring folks together in an environment that wasn't under restriction from the coronavirus stuff. So it was terrific. I had a blast.
And considering the stoke that was on too, because of all the great surf we had leading up to it on Wednesday and more specifically Thursday. I'm sure that the timing of that, it was just kind of where it was kind of carrying over into the drive-in at the aquarium on Thursday night.
Yeah, I heard that. You know, we had two great volunteers that joined us. We got to say thanks to Matt Walker from Milepost Magazine and his son, Cray Walker. They came out and helped me with the parking assignments, and they said the same thing. You know, we had people kind of trickling in a little bit after the film started, and Matt said it's because there were waves all day.
Yeah,
you know, people are definitely just late getting there.
All right, so let's get ready for what's coming up. Let's start with tonight, and tonight is the last courthouse session of September, and we make another trip down south and go all the way down to Ocracoke.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, we have plenty of stuff going on in October. In fact, it's a really super busy month, but we are going to take a hiatus from the courthouse sessions in October just so we can do everything else that we want to get done this fall. We'll be back in action starting in November. But tonight is the last concert for about a month, and it's the fifth of a five-part series featuring artists that are from Hatteras Island and Ocracoke. they're all tremendous. Tonight is super special for us. It's Coyote featuring Marcy Brenner and Luke Castro from Ocracoke. And a lot of folks know them as two of the primary folks in Molasses Creek who have been nationally recognized recording artists in the bluegrass genre. And they're very good at this live streaming game. They've done a few on their own. They submitted a song for us for our veterans concert that we did in July. So, these are really top-notch professional musicians at the top of their game. And Coyote, for those of you who've seen them, you don't need any explanation. But
no.
It is as good as it gets. They're one of the premier musical artists on the Outer Banks.
Definitely. And, of course, the courthouse sessions, 8 o'clock tonight on the Dare County Arts Council's Facebook page. And throughout this, since the beginning back, when was it, May? Did we start this in May? Is that right?
No, actually, our April? First one was right at the end of April.
Yeah, right at the end of April. Yeah, you got a lot of folks have been involved with this, and I know you want to thank them.
Yeah, you know, I feel like that we're inching up on our 25th concert. But you know, the genesis of it is we had about, 10 minutes to worry about what we couldn't do when they went into lockdown. And after that, we stopped feeling sorry for ourselves and tried to figure out what we could do. And my first call was to, my colleague and terrific patron of the arts, Taylor over at Town Bank. We've worked together on a number of projects we pitched Town Bank on the idea that now more than ever, our community, and specifically the arts community, needed somebody to step up and create some opportunities for folks who were struggling. You know, every gig was canceled. This is the same week. Galleries shut down. Folks, organizations that rely on gathering crowds, like the Mustang Festival and Theater of Dare, all of them were thrown into a tailspin. And so Town Bank stepped up. Very soon after that, we got commitments from the Outer Banks Community Foundation and the Bryan Cultural Series. And the folks over at Bryan Cultural Series kind of go an extra step. They're not only supporting us in what we're doing financially, but they're also helping us making some creative decisions. They're heavily involved in this new Artrageous idea that we're working on. But I gotta thank Jam Media Solutions. You're one of our sponsors too. The radio stations that are part of your radio group have promoted this concert series, from the get-go, and your willingness to have me come on every week and bore everybody to tears.
Oh no,
very nice.
And I know you got some technical help from our pals over at CMIT Solutions as well, getting all the stuff that you needed to make this this top-notch presentation. I got to admit, you guys really have done a great job in doing something that, it's a single-camera shoot, but it looks great, and it sounded great, too.
Yeah, and it really is this sort of learning curve for technology, and we're going to try and take a couple more leaps. I mean, you mentioned single-camera shoot. The next level for us is to try and make it look a little bit more like a television program. And the long-term goal here for us is we didn't want to just launch this thing as a temporary thing. We're going to sort of ease into presenting it as a feature performance at the courthouse on First Friday as soon as we can start doing crowd gathering again, which, I have no idea what it is, but until then, we've got a great model. Some folks prefer to broadcast from home, like tonight. Coyote will not drive up to the courthouse. They'll be live streaming from their home in Ocracoke. But some people take advantage of the fact that we've just got this great-sounding room here in Manio at the old courthouse building. Like I said, we're excited about tonight. Taking a little break in October because we've got two pretty massive programs we're trying to accomplish. And then we'll be back with performances in November, including a special Veterans Week performance. Haven't worked out all the details. I know some of it, but I'm not ready to really announce anything because we got to confirm venue and artists. But we'll be back with our Outer Banks Veterans Week program in early November.
Chris Allen from the Deer County Arts Council, a guest here on OBX today on News Talk 92.3 WZPR. I will mention this. What you found now that you're going to be able to do these live streams, and we found it as well, that so many people who come to the Outer Banks and then go home, and we found it with obxtoday.com, we found it with our live streams on all of our radio stations, they take a piece of the Outer Banks back with them, and they always have a connection. And this is just one more way they're going to be able to have that connection, that they kind of feel like they're here. That's been what the input's been for many years since we started doing streaming. I'm sure that's what you guys are going to get as well.
Yeah, we're getting people tuning in from all over the place. I mean, overseas, every state. It is sort of a, you know, every one of us is now our own little media company. And when you have, an organization like ours where we spend a lot of time trying to get people's attention and entertain them, and certainly, a radio channel, it's definitely something that when people find out that they love the Outer Banks, they're not that far away using digital media to learn more about it or stay in touch.
Definitely, definitely. All right. Now, the reason you're taking off courthouse sessions in October is because you got two, not just small events, you got two big events. One of those is a unique way to raise some money and take home some fabulous art. Tell us about the art heist, the great art heist.
Well, yeah. So it's a clever name that our committee came up with. The Great Art Heist is a month long silent auction here at the courthouse in downtown Manio, and it's going to be available online as well, so that you don't have to leave your home in order to view all the works, bid on the works. We've got over 100 artists who have. Who've been gracious enough to donate one of their new pieces to support the Arts Council, help us make it through what is likely to be a lean winter. It's darearts.org/art auction. We go live promptly at noon this Friday. And then what we're doing is we're inviting groups, and this is open to everybody. We're inviting small to come in and do private viewings. You can come during retail hours to check out this amazing art. I'm actually in the office looking at all these donated paintings, and it's just, a who's who of Outer Banks art. Come regular retail hours, Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 5, or if you'd like, you can go and maybe three or four other couples, or, you and your friends, family members, up to about a dozen folks, and schedule a private viewing. We will do them in the evenings. We'll meet you here for coffee if you want to come before we open at noon. We've got time slots open on the weekends as well. But what we want to do is make sure that anybody who is interested in finding a great piece of art, which might be a little bit lower than you would pay because it's in an auction setting, to feel comfortable coming in here. And, you bring your crew and we'll provide the hospitality. And we'll be ready for you, and it can be your own little party. So I encourage folks to reach out to us. You can reach us at 473-5558. But if you're not into, like, organizing a little crew of people to come over for kind of a social viewing of the show, just come on over or log on to our website, because there's just some amazing work from the best artists on the Outer Banks.
And that's going to run, the bidding closes on October 30th, and you've got Sun Realty and Jane Webster and Saga Realty and Construction involved as sponsors for the Great Art Heist. And that's what, darearts.org/auction. Folks can check that out, correct?
That's correct, darearts.org/auction. Very excited to have both Sun Realty and Saga back as sponsors, really for everything we're doing this fall. They've both been very much, long-term supporters of the arts as organizations. But you talk to the people individually inside these companies, and they come to our shows. They go to other shows. There are a number of great arts organizations on the Outer Banks, and it's just the creativity of our people does, I think, set us apart from other areas.
All right, and then the next event you got that's going to be going on throughout the month. is going to be for Artrageous, remotely reimagined. What's this about?
Okay, well, so like, it's probably a bad idea to try and have an outdoor event in a big park and all these kids running around and parents, and you know, it's not, it's just not a crowd that, it's probably illegal, you know, to try and do some sort of event.
We'll
like
find
that
out Friday, I think.
Right. Let's, yeah, fingers crossed. Phase three. Maybe cross the threshold. But yeah, that's what Artrageous has always been about. This is the 31st year. It's been a remarkably durable event. And, you know, you throw a bunch of kids and a bunch of paint together, add a little sunshine and, you know, some music by student artists. Yeah, it's so easy to have a good time at this particular event. Because we can't do the in-person event this year, what we've chosen to do is to sort of flip it on its ear and use Artrageous as a kids' art event brand to draw attention to the amazing work that the art and performance and media teachers are doing at Dare County Schools. So we're doing two things. The first is we've just launched a sign-up so that if your child wants to get an art kit from us, we have three different dates, one in the Northern Beaches, one in Hatteras Island, and one on Roanoke Island. And all this is at darearts.org/artrageous. Where a child family can drive up, kind of like drive-through style at fast food, we'll give you an art kit. We encourage the student artist to go home and complete the art activity, be as creative as they want to, take a picture or a video and send it to us. There'll be instructions. Some of these art projects will have videos that are done by local artists or even some high school art students. And then once we get the kits distributed, then we kind of go into the second phase of this, and that is we will be encouraging every student to show us their creativity in some way, whether it's a short video of someone performing a song or a short theatrical performance, or if they've written a poem or they've made a cool TikTok video or they painted something or they've made some pottery. You know, whatever it is that they do that they're proud of creatively, we're encouraging them to send us an image or a short video or even a sound recording, and we're going to collate all of this content from our amazingly talented kids and put it into an online gallery where people can just scroll through and see all the crazy, wonderful things that these kids have done. And for us, it's only possible because of Artrageous's longtime sponsor, PNC Bank. PNC has been they've got a program called Grow Up Great, and it is sort of a cornerstone of their philanthropy. They've supported Artrageous, I think, for 5 consecutive years, and you know, we got a commitment from them to support this program right after coronavirus hit. So a lot of foresight, a lot of bravery on their part. We're really excited to work with them.
Chris Allen for the Dare County Arts Council here on Newstalk 92.3 WZPR and OBX today. Finally, the gallery is open, and as you mentioned, if folks want to come see the Great Heart Art Heist items, but there's also a show that's going to be opening up this Friday.
Yeah. I think our attention is really gravitating towards this brand new Art Heist show. But I don't want to lose sight of the fact that we have an amazing exhibit downstairs at the gallery during the month of October. Two very popular artists on the Outer Banks, Hilda Bayless, who is a ceramic artist, and Beth Burns, who is a fabric artist. They've worked together in the past. They're longtime friends. We've done a show with the two of these together. It's called Fire and Fiber. And so in our vault gallery downstairs, there's another reason to come see us in October, is that exhibit. And like I said, we're open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 5. And in October, by appointment, if you want to come and bring a crew of folks, we'd love to have you. We'll throw out a little hospitality for you and greet you at the door if you want to have a a private viewing of the works in the gallery.
DareArts.org. Get all the information, all the stuff we talked about there. We'll throw this up as a podcast at obxtoday.com if you want to listen back as well. Chris, thank you so much. As always, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.